Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking beef trade issues now and ahead in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. Looking back over the 4 years of the Trump presidency, Dan Hallstrom, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says a lot of positive things have happened in the U.S. beef and pork export markets.
I think number one, the gains made with the Trump administration in the area of beef and pork in particular have been very good. You've got a lot of things that have happened. You've got Japan-U.S. agricultural agreement that was implemented January 1 of 2020. You've got the EU zero-duty beef quota agreement that was also implemented January 1 of this year. Of course, you've got the China Phase 1 deal that was implemented March of this year, but that is really starting to pay dividends on not only on pork, of course, pork's record volumes, but beef. Beef started from a very low base, but the percentage growth has been huge, actually, between March and September. So that's been good. And of course, you have USMCA that was inked and implemented July 1. So you have a lot of good things in major markets of ours that will bode well as we enter the phase into the Biden administration. There's other things that are in the hopper as well. You've got UK-US discussions going on for an FTA. And of course, you've got the Kenya free trade agreement negotiations going on as well, which, by the way, especially as it relates to beef, we really think that is a major opportunity for the setting the table, so to speak, for the future.
Is there any concerns that you have with the new administration, possibly?
The concern is probably the unknown. You don't know, but this is anymore. There's so many moving parts globally. There's a lot of things we don't know all the time. So yeah, in that regard, the unknowns is a concern, but I'm not losing a lot of sleep over it. I think we're well positioned. The supply and demand dynamics are favorable for growth in the beef and pork industries. I think that we're going to have some turnover on appointed positions in key spots like the Undersecretary of Trade and some key spots in USTR, which we'll have to see what happens there. But the reality is that the working level folks, the career folks, our industry knows them very well, and they're very much engaged today. So in that regard, I think the transition will be very smooth and positive. And yeah, I'm not losing a lot of sleep over it, because I think we're really, as an industry, pretty darn well positioned.
Well, I know that everybody's a little bit excited for 2020 to kind of be over, because it has just been a whipping of a year. But what is your outlook for 2021? Let's get excited about some things going forward.
Well, you're right. 2020 has been very, very chaotic. But the good news, and this is really what I'm excited about, the good news is that you get all the noise out of the way. People are still consuming globally. And in some cases, consuming more on our products. And so I think, as I said, we have very robust supplies right now, both beef and pork. And combine that with some of the dynamics going on in the foreign markets in terms of demand growth, I think that bodes well for, as I said, we're forecasting new records going into 2021 on both beef and pork exports. And along with that comes hopefully record value per head contributions as well. So in that regard, I think there's more upside than downside as it looks today.
Dan Hulstrom with USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.